This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Come tomorrow, we'll get some data from the National Federation of Independent Business on how small business owners have been feeling in this economy. Our feeling about that, though, is why wait? We got a whole slew of small business owners that we talk to all the time. A bit more than 2 years ago, we started checking in with Rita Magaldi. She runs Sheer Ambrosia. That's a baklava business in Draper, Utah, that got super busy after being featured on some lists of local Black-owned businesses there. So, she sent us an update.
July is historically the slowest month for baklava sales, but it's okay because I'm resting up a bit for my big debut at the David Eccles School of Business at the University of Utah. On April 1st, the local Black Chamber, Salt Lake City Black Chamber, has an event that they've had for several years now, and they invited me to come and bring my baklava. I got there early, set up my booth, and this beautiful, elegant lady walked by, and something told me I wanted to meet her. Later on in the evening, when things were a little bit slower, you know, just kind of said, hey, I just wanted to tell you, your hair, your makeup, the dress, you just got it going on, sister. And she, you know, stopped and looked around at my booth. And then she looked me square in the eye and she said, you know, I know about a program that could really help you take your business to the next level. Are you at all interested in that? And I said, well, yeah, you know, tell me all about it. It's a master's in business creation. You have to have a functioning business full time. And so I applied and they told me that I had gotten into the program. It's free. We all get a scholarship for $36,000. So I get this first class education and help with my business and I don't have to spend a dime. I have basically funded Sheer Ambrosia since day one, and I've had to shell out pretty large amounts of money for, you know, a single mom with two kids, and pretty much ran the business entirely on my own. To think about having a mentor, which is part of the program, you know, it's just so exciting. This is, you know, after Christmas, you know, I thought, okay, where is Sheer Ambrosia going to go from here? And then this program just came out of nowhere for me, all because I saw a beautiful woman and wanted to compliment her. That's a lesson in and of itself, that when, you know, you see somebody, whether you know them or not, you should give them the compliment.
Rita Magaldi, running Sheer Ambrosia and starting school next month in Draper, Utah.